people want to think that this is the Wild West. We don't have any laws. What we don't have is enforcement of those laws.
Senator Fumo argues tougher gun laws alone won't stop shootings.
Last time I checked, we had a law against murder. It doesn't prevent people from killing people. Honestly,
the governor, the mayor, the DA, they all want stricter gun laws.
Man, fuck all that bullshit. Vinny Pass, what up? Broad Street Bully in the building. I say kill them all. Exterminate these roaches. Fuck that. You pay me or pay Cardo. Pay Pels or somebody. Hawkins or somebody. Pay me or pay the funeral home, nigga. Kill all y'all niggas. One. May death come to all those who cross us. The preachers, the pastors, the deacons, the coffins, church masses, closed caskets, Bible verses, long black curses, long ass gas too big for holsters, obituary posters getting posted. The reaper closing and he getting closer. You just think you blink, it's over. Say prop soldier here, SK shoulder gear. Ice grill who? Hold that stare. Half a clip now, hold that there. See out your hip now, roll that chair. Yeah, you missed the list of the souls I spare. I double checked it, you ain't on that dare. I squeeze weapons, hollow points open up like the cobra head. Collapse lungs like a fold up chair. Flatline, clear.
Kill them all. 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 Kill 'em all, 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 kill 'em all.
I rhyme like my life on the line. This fucking mic is mine. The past burglar, the mass murder, the viper shrine. A strong body could never conquer a righteous mind. Some think it's destiny, some of you think it's Christ's design. You consider what I'm doing like a magical art. I consider what I'm doing like a stab through the heart. My brain move at light speed, nothing fast as my thought. You might feel a slight breeze from the savage's heart. Y'all saying Vinny is back, but Vinny never left. I just had these faggots hating and watching my every step. Everything with Vinny, very deadly, every breath. Everything with Vinny, very heavy, heavenly flesh. Y'all ain't fucking with weight, I'm doing steady reps. I'ma sell my shit and then skate like I was Kerry Getz. I keep my biscuit right next to where my machete rests. Everything is everything, but pussy death is death.
Kill 'em all. 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 Kill 'em all.
Beans, what up, cuzzo? Stay prop. Broad Street Bully. Vinny Paz, Bin Laden. Official Pistol Gang. Ab Lava, what up, cuzzo? D-Boys, Re-Up Gang.
Check 1-2 Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. And we got a special treat. We got one of my partners chiming in once again by popular demand. The motherfucking, should I say the over-intellectualizing Tony Dreamer. He coming back up in Mac City because he has a little something to spit right for all the cats who are his critics. You know, my man Tone, he's a very busy man. He doesn't really get a chance to listen to my shows right when I spit them. So I think he went ahead and heard some of the comments that was said about him on the last show, which is basically an old show. And he said he wanted to go ahead and, you know, respond to some of that. And basically, the main, I guess, gist or the criticism was that he over-intellectualizes his stances, which really doesn't make that much sense to me. I'm thinking that if you're going to have a stance or an opinion, you know, you want to go ahead and hit a motherfucker with, you know, all the facts that you can. But A lot of cats just, I don't know. Well, anyway, what's up, Tone?
What's happening, man? What's going on?
Oh, nothing, man. Shoot, I understand that you got a little something to say to the folks out there, man. You know, you got to...
Well, let's start at the beginning, man. I have no doubt, man, that I'm going to piss some people off.
Right.
I know that, man. That's just the nature of the game, man. But I hope that whoever the critics are, they can understand why I do what I do. So let's start at the beginning, man.
All right.
Let's start at the very beginning. There is a section on your website, and it's called Mac Tactics, right?
Right.
Can you please tell me what's in Mac Tactics? What is the material? What does the page consist of? That's labeled Mac Tactics.
Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of areas in Mac Tactics as far as what the articles.
Articles, but there's something else there.
Man.
There's one more valuable thing. Call it Ignorant Nigga Kryptonite.
Ignorant Nigga Kryptonite. Man. I've been to the Mac Tactics page forever.
There is a list of something. A list of things on that page.
Oh, a list of things that, what, hood rats do?
No, not that. Something more important.
Wow. A list of things. Man, I got like two or three lists. I'm sorry, Tone, man. I have not even been to them pages in forever, man. I got so much, a big volume of work in there. I'm sorry. I can't remember what it would be.
Ignorant Nigga Kryptonite.
Kids, nigga? I don't know. Ignorant nigga.
Books.
Oh, I'm sorry. Books. Okay.
Books.
All right.
Okay. Now, what does a book by Miyamoto Musashi have to do with that shit?
Well, to the average ignorant nigga, nothing.
Ah, there we go.
Right. To the niggas.
There are most of other books. The purpose being, I'm trying to get to something.
Okay.
I'm trying to get to something. You put the books there for a reason.
Right.
And I would guess that reason would be that some of the lessons in those books relate to the website somehow.
Right.
Right?
Right, exactly.
It's relevant somehow. Right?
Right.
Okay. Now, by putting the books there, you mean you encouraging niggas to read?
Yeah, I try to.
Mm-hmm. What?
Right, yeah, try to.
To ignorant niggas, that's a capital offense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My point is, man, is that as you get older in life, and I think I heard you say mentioned something about this in either the Uncle Tom podcast or the Bin Laden podcast, is that you always wanted to understand that there are five or six preference question words. Who, what, when, where, how. But the most important thing is why.
Right.
You know? As I got older, man, I always wanted to understand why.
Right.
And whenever you're trying to understand why, that question leads you into a lot of layers of anything you're dealing with, even pussy.
Mm-hmm.
But there has always been, man, in our community, what I call the dumb nigga specter. People that, for some reason, have some... And I don't have any problem with this. I don't have any problem with constructive criticism.
Right.
I don't have any problem with constructive criticism, because everybody's not going to agree.
Right.
But you have that other form of constructive, that the other form of criticism, that destructive criticism, that's really hate.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So, to those people that gave that constructive criticism, okay, that's your position, I'm not going to change it. But I'm saying to you that as I got older in this life, I want to understand why shit happens.
Mm.
I want to understand why if a motherfucker flew a plane into a building, why did it look like it imploded? Like controlled demolitions.
Exactly.
I want to understand why five or six of the motherfuckers that they said was on the plane turned up alive the next day in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
I want to know why.
I think you over intellectualizing that, my man, for real.
Well, of course, I know they would say that. Well, I'm going to, because I also have a PhD in niggaology.
Right,
at
right.
At times, you will hear me and ask the dumb nigga Spectre voice.
Okay.
To, you know, critique my own answers. But yeah, that's what they would say. You're over intellectualized. But you always have people that, niggas that just sit on the sideline. And the only thing a lot of times is it's a spirit, that ignorant spirit of self-hatred and jealousy.
Right.
To where niggas don't want to be told anything. You see what I'm saying? Or if they say, oh, nigga, who are you to tell anybody anything? I had an experience like that, man, when I first became a citizen of Mac City. When the call went out, you asked for progressive ideas for the website.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I gave a suggestion.
Right.
And some nigga who I didn't know. Who I didn't know? Who I wasn't even talking to?
I think I remember that.
Just popped up. Why do I need you explaining anything to me? I said, nigga, whatever. I'm not even talking to you, dog.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You always have... And that's the same type. I think that's the same type. The reason I use that example is I think that's the same type of spirit that's fueling some of this criticism.
Okay.
You have niggas like this that troll on the sidelines, and this is not a new phenomenon. They do this all the time. Whenever someone is trying to lift the discussion in another direction, or trying to say possibly there's an alternative explanation as to why shit happened, you always have some Colonel Stinknader like nigga sitting on the sidelines with something greasy and disrespectful to say.
Right.
Now, will history bear out what I'm saying? Of course it will. And I'm going to give you the first example. When Martin Luther King Jr. disagreed with the Vietnam War, he was able to tie the Vietnam War into the Civil Rights Movement.
Okay.
And you know what they said? You know what niggas said? Mm. It wasn't just the white folk. See, niggas have had you believing that it was just the white folk, but it's us too.
Okay.
See, that's the problem with us. I think you talked about that a little bit in the Uncle Tom podcast.
Mm.
That's the problem with us.
Mm.
The first thing out of a nigga's mouth is, what does that have to do with anything?
Over-intellectualized.
Over-analyzed.
Okay.
You're over-intellectualizing. Nigga, talk about civil rights. We here marching. We don't give a fuck about Vietnam.
Okay.
These are other black folks.
So you saying that just in general, niggas just couldn't seem to connect the dots between...
Yeah, they didn't connect the dots.
Okay.
And when they couldn't connect the dots, the first thing out their mouth is, you're over-analyzing.
Okay.
That's the first thing out of their mouth. My point is, you always have niggas like this on the sideline with this type of criticism. Let's come up to our era.
Mm.
I'm sure you remember KRS-One. Wow. Actually, I'm sure you know KRS-One.
Big time. That's my mentor.
One of the greatest MCs in the game. When KRS-One came out with self-destruction, and he created a new era in rap, and he was trying to lift the consciousness of his readers or of his listeners by connecting the dots.
Mm-hmm.
He had his critics.
Right.
And one of his critics was one of my favorite MCs. But he was on some old dumb nigga shit when he did it.
Mm.
You remember this? The self-destruction, don't pay the fucking rent. You know that?
Man, I don't know who spit that.
That was Ice Cube.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember that. Yeah.
Off his first album.
Mm.
Okay. Next thing you know, the old anti-rapping, non-syncopated, cross-eyed bitch from DWP does a freestyle.
Oh, wow.
Dissing KRS-One on your MTV Raps.
Okay.
Then after that came Poor Righteous Teachers.
Wait, Poor Righteous Teachers dissed KRS?
Yes, sir. for Rex Teaches.
Oh, wow, okay.
Then after that came your boys.
X-Clan.
Yeah.
Ah, I remember that, okay.
And it culminated in some shit that probably shouldn't have went down, but it did, and that boy got his ass whooped up at that club in the Bronx. The dude from PM Dawn.
Yeah, I remember. The dude, the big dude with the glasses.
That's correct.
Right.
Now, here's KRS-One. He made an album called Human Education Gets Live. Do you remember that album?
Yeah.
That album was cutting edge. It had some of the leading reggae artists on it, some of the hottest street cats at the time, as well as, you know, well-known acts. And it had the Seattle alternative grunge scene on the album as well. R.E.M. was on it.
Okay.
So all the while he's doing this, trying to lift the consciousness of his listeners, you got motherfuckers in the street knocking him. Criticizing. Who you think you are? You're no teacher. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Who you think you are? He created that temple of hip-hop, he said, because he wanted to look at how the music affected the spirit. Now that's outside the box, but now that you look at it, you can understand where it's coming from.
Right.
And what was the first thing nigga said? You think you God or somebody? No.
Right.
Who you think you are, nigga? You ain't no Jesus. See, you always have these critics. And these people are some of the biggest impediments to our progress. Okay?
Okay.
Another example for you. I'm going to give you something straight from the establishment. I had the chance to view, I don't know if you remember Tony Brown's Journal.
Yeah, I remember that.
I grew up watching that because my elders used to watch that a lot. That was a very good show. On that show was a former FBI agent. The man's name was Collins. He had defected from the FBI because he was against some of the shit that they were doing.
Okay.
And you remember when the Y2K scare was coming down and everybody was talking about the world was going in?
Yep.
Well, that was a scenario that took place where the government was preparing for what they would do in the event of this total hysteria. And so what they did was they profiled the racial groups that they thought was going to give them a problem.
Okay.
So they profiled all of them. And here's what they said. They had a criticism about the Asians, and they said that the Asians were the model minority. They didn't expect any type of trouble from them because their communal system, you know, of family combined with the American belief of, you know, working hard and becoming successful, they had totally brought it to it.
Okay.
They did that same profile on Jewish people, white people, but here's what they said when it came to us. They said, quote, black Americans are emotional. Now, emotional, let's start there. Here's what they said. In the event of heightened hysteria and anxiety, let them have their protest movements. Let them have their marches. Let them have their step ladders. Let them have their platforms. Let them have their rallies. They said, you know why? Because their organizations will come to no logical conclusion.
Damn.
In other words, let them niggas rant and rave, because when it's all over, said and done, they're going to go in the exact opposite direction that logic and reason dictates that they go towards.
I concur. Can't disagree with that at all.
So, when someone says, or someone gives the criticism, you know what that sounds like to me?
Hold on. Can you repeat what you just said? Because you kind of faded out.
Oh, I said, you know when someone gives that criticism about over intellectualized, you know what that sounds like to me?
What you just said about, you know, black folks and their protest system.
It will come to no logical conclusion.
Right, exactly.
In other words, they were calling us a bunch of emotional bitches.
Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, can't disagree with it, man. I mean, that's...
Can't disagree with it.
Right. Mm. Because black folks don't seem to understand what you call logic, reasoning, and facts.
No, because, see, if you use that, you're over-intellectualized.
You thinking too much. You thinking too hard on it, man. Shit.
You see?
Right.
When I use the economic theory, I'm going to say something that some people already know.
Okay.
Your environment shapes and determines your fuck partners.
Right.
What makes up your environment? Do you have money in your pocket?
Mm-hmm.
What type of home you come from? The type of socialization process you go through to choose someone to fuck with? All that's important.
Right.
And I think what happened was the criticism arose from me using the economic theory to explain pussy.
Mm. Yeah, that's always taboo in the black community.
But that ain't no different than any blues song you hear.
Right.
That ain't no different than any rap song you hear.
Mm.
If Coochie can go on record and talk about rims and talk about platinum and ice and then connect that with fucking bitches.
Right.
How is that? What's the difference between that and saying that people pursue their self-interest?
There ain't no difference.
What's the difference between that?
Go ahead.
You have in our community this anti-intellectual vibe.
Right.
That's in our community. Mm. And because we got that, all of our leaders have suffered from the basis of that shit is nothing but jealousy. Niggas don't want to be told nothing new because they don't want you to make them feel as though they don't know anything.
Mm.
We've always had, and what this is, man, this is a very deadly schism that has always existed in the black community. The so-called educated niggas versus the street niggas.
Right.
The street niggas kept this, always wore their fucking ignorance on their sleeves.
Mm.
And they wore it like a badge of honor.
Hmm.
So that they were always on guard against somebody trying to, who they thought, in their mind, were trying to degrade. Now, some of those people that came from those areas, some of those people were assholes. I can't disagree with that.
Okay.
But then I understand that from that perspective, that type of warfare in the black community, because that's always been a problem. You've always had that element among the most impoverished sector of the hood.
Mm.
And with that sector came a certain amount of ignorance that said, what you see, this is what it is, this is all it is, and I'm defining it according to whatever bullshit, you know, scenario may unfold at the time.
Okay.
And anybody that tried to bring anything different, or anybody that tried to explain anything different, if you said it in a language that they didn't understand, they got intimidated.
Hmm.
But in every book, be it philosophy, be it economics, be it history, they're talking about you in all these books, but they're just putting it in a language that turns you off. But when I take that language and try to make it plain, you say I'm over-intellectualized.
Which is just flabbergasted. Go ahead.
You see how silly that is?
Oh, I know totally how, you know, silly it is, man. I just, I'm like, well, how else are you supposed to come to any sort of point of conclusion or try and prove your point?
You never, with these niggas, you can never come to a conclusion. You just continue to act in the moment. There is no conclusion.
Okay.
You're not supposed to come to a logical conclusion. Because it's all emotion.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, whenever someone says that, I take that as criticism and a compliment.
Right.
It doesn't mean that I'm putting myself above anybody. This is just how I see the world. Because I'm trying to understand why. Nigga, you should be trying to understand why. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why I asked you earlier, why did you put all those books on that page? On the Maptastic section, why did you put them books there? This about ghetto hoes. Why did you have books on the site about ghetto hoes?
Because, of course, it was, like I said, it was all about the acquisition of power. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going
to
go...
What does that have to do with anything, nigga?
That's right. I'm over...
What does that have to do with anything? All you got to do is find these bitches and skeet on. What does that have to do with anything?
Shoot. Well, we both know that.
You ain't going to read no fucking book to get no bitches?
Yeah, well, like I said, you got to understand, you know, psychology and sociology. And,
nigga, all you need is the shiny rims at Dayton's, nigga. All you need is the new 26s.
Shoot, you got to understand the concept of brainwashing, and, I mean, it gets deep, man, you know. So
Yeah. You know some bullshit, nigga.
Yeah, it's like, you know, motherfuckers is like, what you need all that for? A porn site, folk, nigga? Like,
what are you on here talking about? Osama bin Laden, nigga? What you talking about? Religion, for, nigga? You talking about religion and morals and philosophy, nigga?
Where the hoes at? Well, like I said, hey, Mac City's supposed to be all about balance, man. You know, shoot, we got our head in the heavens and underneath the ground, man. You know, we fuck with heaven and hell. So, well, that's what we do, Tom. We seek balance. But of course, just like you're saying,
fuck that shit. I want to see them niggas rolling on dubs.
I'm over intellectualizing. I think that was a term that one of the persons used, intellectual masturbation, that me and you had going on.
Yes, they used that. And that's a term I think he stole from Fred Hampton Jr., but that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay.
I was like, what? And just like you said, like, criticism's okay. Constructive criticism's okay, but the person in question did not offer any sort of rebuttal. You know, it was just basically slander and personal attacks, man. So,
that's what happens when, you know, you take niggas away from their narrow view of the world.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Mm. Now, here's a motherfucker on a porn site.
Right.
Listening to dudes on a porn site talking about masturbation, intellectual. You ought to love the irony of that.
Kind of told on the self.
Yeah. You gotta love the irony of a nigga on, you know, listening to dudes on a porn site talking about masturbation. I mean, what is that?
That's Freudian.
It is.
A Freudian slip.
It is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Most of these niggas don't know what the fuck Freud is and shit, so.
You can't use that kind of language.
Yeah, man. Oh, uppity ass niggas. Oh, shit, man. I don't know what to say, man. Shit, I mean, everything just seems like common sense to me. Everything you spitting and kicking, man. It's just like, it's common sense to me. Shit, but some motherfuckers can't digest it, nigga.
Because, in the black community, you know what the joke is, man.
Shit.
You know what the joke is. You want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book.
In a book. Boy.
You want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book. And this type of thinking, man, this type of shit done, you know, created all kind of obstacles to progress. Even in an organization, let's take an organization like the Black Panther Party. They had the same schism. Mm. And it's probably one of the things that led to its demise.
Right.
When we look at the Black Panther Party, we look at the militancy. And it's easy to get caught up in the rhetoric. That's what emotional niggas do.
Mm.
They get caught up in the rhetoric. All that shit about off the pig and all that shit. But they don't look at the programs.
Right.
See what I'm saying? And no one was a victim of this more so than Huey Newton. Huey Newton engaged in what the critic called intellectual masturbation.
Mm.
But you had the rank and file of the party saying, where the pigs at.
Right.
Huey Newton broke down a theory 40 years ago that said that nations no longer exist because of the expansion of global capitalism.
Mm.
And because of the need for countries to trade, there was no such thing as a nation anymore. Nations were obsolete.
Mm. True.
At that time, he's surrounded by niggas that came into the party when he went to jail. So they didn't have the benefit of this type of education during the time he was in jail. All they had was the rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
So you had all these niggas, and when he came out and he broke this down, niggas was like, you ain't the nigga I thought you was. I want you to be that nigga with that spear and that gun sitting in that chair.
Okay.
I don't want you to think. You just sit there and be that bitch. He hated that fucking bitch.
Mm.
And you had niggas that was only interested in that type of silly ass, you know, childish, over-emotional. If I can be over-intellectual, you can be over-emotional.
Okay.
Bitches.
Mm.
This over-emotional response to what was going on around him. The man was isolated in his own organization. And many people said that led him to that drug abuse and alcoholism and the decline that he later saw.
Okay.
But, again, whenever you do anything, man, whenever you do anything to try to uplift the consciousness of your readers, of your listeners, you always gonna have niggas like that on the sideline. Because what they really want, again, they want some attention.
Mm.
They're afraid to give another nigga credit for some shit they didn't know because they think that that makes them feel like less of a person.
Okay.
It doesn't make you less of a person to admit that you don't know or you hadn't looked at a certain perspective.
Mm.
If you don't know, you don't know.
Mm.
But when you engage in that direction, you will intimidate niggas quick.
Okay.
And that's what it is.
Shoot.
And to the person that made that criticism,
mm.
You send your criticisms to me. Do not talk to another person about me.
Mm.
And I give you my email address if you want to email me. If you have balls to do so.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen.
You know, I don't have a lot of time to go back and forth with you on the internet, but I will give you a place for your bile and venom.
Mm. But see, that's the thing with this individual, is he already knew your stance. He already knew, you know, what you was bringing, but he never refuted or rebutted with any sort of factual information, man. You know, he was just coming off with...
He don't want to rebut.
Of course he don't.
What he want to do is take a cheap shot at me because he think that's going to save me. Newsflash, bitch, I do not live on the internet.
It's a waste of time.
I have something called a real life.
Right. Mm. Shit, you never would even know that shit if I hadn't brought it up. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
I don't exist in, I don't draw any type of pleasure or pain from the internet.
Right.
I don't live there.
Mm.
You know, these are niggas that sit on the internet. You know, you got a lot of psychopaths on the internet, man.
Yeah, man.
A lot of fucking psychopaths.
Mm.
They sit on the internet and they troll the internet for people. You know what I call them? Dids.
Okay.
D-I-D.
Mm.
Dick riders in disguise.
Not dids.
Dids. Dick riders in disguise. They sit on the internet and they troll the internet, you know, for anybody that they can start some type of beef with to bring themselves to the public eye.
Right.
I'm not going to give you your battle, but I will tell you what, Mr. Intellectual Masturbation, I will accept the position as your God.
Because
that's what you want.
Mm.
I will accept the position as your God, and the first thing I'm going to do is command your ignorant nigga spirit to the depths of Tartarus.
What's that?
Hell.
Of course I know what it is. And I have to stop laughing at your pontifications, because that would, I guess motherfuckers didn't like me I don't know, laughing at your jokes too, so I gotta stop that too.
Man,
it's
just a bunch of crying
haters. Oh, shit.
You know.
Hate.
But secretly, they hanging and swinging on your every word.
Coming back each motherfucking show, listening.
Yeah. They hanging and swinging on your every word.
Oh, shit.
Now figure that shit out.
Mm.
Now, what type of freaky ass fixation is that?
If somebody kicking shit, I ain't trying to hear. You know, I'm not listening to it. You know, I'm in the wind. Shit.
Yeah.
If I ain't interested in it, and if I think it's bullshit, I'm out.
But why they coming back?
Man, you know, it's got to be some sort of hero worship, man. I mean, I'm not trying to toot my own horn and shit, but you tend to gravitate and run the shit that you like. You know what I mean? I mean, you gotta get something out of it to fuck with it, so.
That's why I call them dick riders in disguise.
Right, okay.
He loved it, but you don't want to say you love it.
He loved his dick, huh?
They love it. You want to swing from my balls.
Oh, shit. And they swinging, nigga. God damn, they swinging.
They swing.
Oh, man. And, I mean, suffice it to say that I have to say that the majority of people that do listen and the majority of people who have responded to whatever shows I do, you know, I think, what's the words I'm looking for? I just like to congratulate everybody on just being intelligent and being grown up, because most of the cats that listen to my shit are highly intellectual, and I guess most of them are over-intellectualizing a lot of shit, because I mean they intelligent for the most part, but you know, you got that 2-3% out there that I don't know where the fuck they coming from, but they don't seem to really grasp the concept of what I'm doing, man. Shit. So
but that's the whole thing. These are niggas out here in the neighborhood, man.
Right.
I mean, just like they were at your site, they went, that's why I use those historical examples. They went to civil rights group.
Okay.
They won the Black Panther Party. I mean, you always got niggas like this everywhere.
Right.
Mm. It's impossible to please them because you're not there properly, and I'm not there properly.
Shit.
You see what I'm saying? You're always going to have, you know, that little small clique, and if you let them, they will fuck up anything that is moving in a forward direction.
Okay.
That's why usually, if you got two or three kids and one of them gets sick, you try to isolate the one that's ill.
Okay.
Because he'll infect the whole household. You got niggas like that that listen to this program.
Mm.
What they want is to find some other niggas that will... I've seen this shit before. They want to find some other niggas that will rally to their side and start some shit.
Okay.
So that they get some type of shine off you. We discussed this before.
Right. Mm. And granted, I pretty much know why this individual reacted the way that they did, because that was the person that we was talking about. He took it very offensively because that was him. That nigga that we was talking about in the podcast, you know, he got offended because, I mean, he seen himself in the shit that we was talking about, man. So the nigga's feelings got hurt, man. That's the reason why he reacted emotionally, or over emotionally, shall we say.
Yeah. Over
emotion. Right. Because there was nothing to say intellectually about what you said, because, I mean, on the real, it's hard to refute and rebut everything that you were saying historically and factually. So, evidently, he seen himself as being that sucker-ass nigga, and it hurt his feelings, man. So, I mean, what can you do?
All I did was hold up a mirror.
Right.
That's all I did. All I did was hold... Dog, if you are... offended at your own fucking reflection, you have a serious fucking problem. If you are offended at your own reflection, you have a serious problem. It's not our fault that you're no longer relevant. It's not our fault if no one wants to buy your shit.
Damn.
It's not our fault if your niggas are chasing you off the web and out of your own neighborhood. It's not our fault. We didn't do it. But I understand you want to change places. Is that what it is?
What else could it be?
You want to change places.
Shit.
I'm sorry, nigga. You're going to have to be yourself. The one thing your bitch ass has not tried. Be yourself. But you don't want to be yourself. I can't blame you, because I wouldn't want to be you either.
Damn, nigga. Ooh.
But to say that because you want to understand why, and to say because you want to understand your environment, is over intellectualization.
Right.
If what I'm doing is intellectually masturbating, what you have is intellectual blue balls. You get hard, but you never get off. And that's called impotence.
So I guess the answer to some of these niggas that don't agree is just don't read, stay ignorant, and just stick with a popular opinion.
Yeah. That's don't think outside the box.
Okay.
You follow everybody else like sheep.
Because I think
just
that...
Just be bandwagoners. Don't have an original idea or thought or forming an opinion for yourself.
Right.
Just follow the fucking crowd.
So real life shit, nigga. So man, I'm not friend, I'm not this man, I take man park and I think I'm different and thing. And we not going like that. We have to do that to get to the max, and if we can't deal like that, this chest back. I bet it's very say that of them not a man like a build them a wicked. And them not a wicked like a build them a bro. That mess out of them don't bend it. They say do they want no.
Spin the plate, the amplitude modulate. Feel vibration from the amplification. This sensation parallel to radiation. Rhymes in bulk, I clock green like the Hulk. Work fast, you can't deal with the talk. When I'm done, your body will be lined in chalk. Heads to bat when I work. A smirk on my face, then
chase you to your grave. Nothing can save you now, it's like a hex. Who was it said the army X couldn't flex? Give me the mic and the track, run them up. Rattlesnake's tail, tick tock, I just drop. I meditate, now I'm ready to navigate this artistic, logistic, linguistic. You try and step to my lyrical twister. I promise you, mister, you'll be left with a blister. No, to fly through them seems like a tractor. Then smash their heads like a trash compactor. Countless gadgets from a heavyweight lick. Not a funny bunny, not no kid, this ain't a trick. But you go cuckoo when you hear my context. The feeling, sort of similar to sex. So bump and grind to this. Get sweaty, rough net ready, ready.
Burn, court is now in session. And I find you guilty. And death by fire.
Rough net ready, ready, ready. Rough net ready, ready.
The elevator, I'm a nature generator.
Can you make